Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
I didn't teach myself victory first. I taught myself failure. So if you don't know how to fail, there is no victory.
To win, you got to lose. To be successful, you got to have something that's not successful.
I'm there. Okay, I failed, but I was right there. What did I miss? What the fuck did I miss? That's what I fucking missed. And then it happens.
You're going to have ups. You're going to have downs. The worse the down, the more room for an incredible rise.
I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through. Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome?
Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life?
What's your rabbit? So what you focused on each day? What you running after? What you chasing after? You may not apprehend it, but what gets you out of bed without an alarm clock? What makes you go get it when everybody say you can't?
People who don't have a sense of purpose, a mission, and don't have a consistent routine end up digging holes in their life.
You got to have a purpose every single day. What's your purpose? What are you getting up for? What are you getting up to accomplish? What are you getting up to do? Human beings are driven by purpose.
If you want to feel like your life has meaning, if you want to go to bed and sleep with a clear conscience, if you want to wake up in the morning looking forward to the day, purpose is a more meaningful, more reliable category than happiness.
I didn't fail, I fell. And as long as I get up, I win.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is.
Failure is part of the formula for success. So you learn, you make mistakes, you get better, you make more advanced mistakes, and then you get better.
You have to hit rock bottom. That's the way up.
As long as you get up, you win. The winning isn't getting up. So many people think they failed. They didn't fail.
They stopped.
You stopped.
The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never failed. There's no glory in that.
Fail as much as humanly possible.
Don't be afraid of failing, because there's nothing wrong with failing. You have to fail in order to climb that ladder.
Never listen to anybody who hasn't done what the fuck you want to do.
Don't listen to anyone. Everybody's full of shit. Nobody knows you or what you're capable of doing.
If they don't have what you want, don't listen to what they say. There's no greater waste of time than justifying your actions to people who have a life you don't want.
You guys mess yourselves up because you go out and you ask everybody who's never been there, who's never created anything, who's never built anything, and you ask them what they think. What the fuck do you think they're gonna say?
You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. Don't listen to nobody, homie. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
I didn't teach myself victory first. I taught myself failure. So if you don't know how to fail, there is no victory.
To win, you got to lose. To be successful, you got to have something that's not successful.
I'm there. Okay, I failed, but I was right there. What did I miss? What the fuck did I miss? That's what I fucking missed. And then it happens.
You're going to have ups. You're going to have downs. The worse the down, the more room for an incredible rise.
I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through. Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome?
I know you're tired. I know you wake up every day looking for results, and you just haven't gotten them yet. You work all day fucking long. You have to go to the gym. You have to do shit. You have to take care of people, and you're still not seeing the results that you want.
And we want it very fast. If you don't see results in the first 2 days or the first week, I'm done. That's the mentality of most people. No one is patient.
Okay. I'm going to go forward. There's no... I can't get out of this. I'm going to go forward. I'm not going to quit, so I'm going to go forward. Bring it on.
See, look, one thing I want you to promise me is that no matter how long it takes, keep going. No matter how much it hurts, keep going. See, you was placed on this earth for a reason. You weren't meant to be average. You were meant to excel. A little grinding never hurt nobody. Stop being soft. Let's embrace it.
Don't lose that fucking spark. I don't care what it is. There's no room to be tired and give up. You have to be tired and keep going for the version of yourself that wants to be successful.
Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life?
What's your rabbit? So what you focused on each day? What you running after? What you chasing after? You may not apprehend it, but what gets you out of bed without an alarm clock? What makes you go get it when everybody say you can't?
People who don't have a sense of purpose, a mission, and don't have a consistent routine end up digging holes in their life.
You got to have a purpose every single day. What's your purpose? What are you getting up for? What are you getting up to accomplish? What are you getting up to do? Human beings are driven by purpose.
If you want to feel like your life has meaning, if you want to go to bed and sleep with a clear conscience, if you want to wake up in the morning looking forward to the day, purpose is a more meaningful, more reliable category than happiness.
Hey, look at it, look at this, look at this dude right here. This the one who talk about all the things he gonna do, but don't do it. This the one who always telling everybody that he's gonna do this by the end of the year, but never completes it. This is the capper. You tired of that label? Do something about
it. Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's gonna stop you? Nothing.
When you want it so bad that nothing else matters, that's when everything changes.
How badly do you want it? Because you've got to pay a price to be the best.
You got to pay a price for winning. But most people aren't willing to pay it.
Say what you're going to do, and then you do it, and then you finish it. That's the man who has an enormous amount of confidence.
And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
Motivation comes and goes. For me, I am not motivated every day. You need discipline when motivation is not there.
And a lot of times you have to learn to perform without motivation. You have to learn to perform without purpose. You have to learn to perform a lot of different things. And that's what people think. They think I need to have this motivation to work out, to study, to be better. So if they don't have it, they just don't fucking do it.
Fuck your motivation. Fuck your motivation. You need discipline.
To grow that thing? How do you grow it?
Do it. And do it. And do it. And do it. That's the hack.
Motivation is a feeling that comes and goes, and it doesn't matter whether it's there or not. Discipline is infinitely more important. So no matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do.
Fuck your tired body. Fuck that unmotivated mind. And get out there and do it anyway.
First thing you should do to win in life is to stop listening to other people.
A friendly reminder that in 3 generations, everyone who knew us will be dead, including the people whose opinions stopped you from doing what you wanted all along.
All these people that are telling you what you're doing wrong, just ignore them.
If you don't see what I do every single day, then I can't pay attention to what you say about me every single day.
If you're doing good, they got something to say. If you're doing bad, they got something to say. So, do what makes you happy.
Be yourself, even if you're different. Don't try to...
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fit in just because everybody else is doing it. Follow your intuition, even if it means feeling lonely sometimes.
There's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car. There's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger.
I am the only one paying the price. I am the only one doing what's required. Everybody else is sitting at home eating Doritos. How can you not be excited about that?
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special.
Just keep stacking days. Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change. My coach used to always say, everything that you want is on the other side of hard.
You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts.
One day in the gym is basically imperceivable. 2 days in the gym, you don't recognize any change whatsoever. 100 days in the gym, and you're almost a new person.
Just keep stacking days. Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change. My coach used to always say, everything that you want is on the other side of hard.
If you don't see results in the first 2 days or the first week, I'm done. That's the mentality of most people. The struggle is too real. We're not patient.
Stop questioning your purpose. Just know that whatever journey you're on, you can't be envious of somebody else. You can't look over in their yard and go, why ain't I rocking like that person? It's not your time. God don't want that to happen for you like that. You just keep doing what you're doing, and there's no bad in your life. It's all good.
God gave you air today. God gave you breath. You should be excited, bro, every day when you wake up. Bro, I'm excited. And sometimes I don't like going to sleep because it's like, damn, bro, like, I love life. I'm grateful.
The fact that you can walk, that's a blessing. The fact that you woke up, that's another blessing. The fact that you can see, think, reason, that's another blessing. The fact that you can go somewhere and get yourself something to eat, that's another blessing.
People don't put in perspective that you woke up today. Plenty of people died just now and just now. But you woke up, which means that you have a purpose and God's not done using you.
Gratitude's an excellent practice, man. Yeah. It's the opposite of arrogance and resentment. And I think that you can allow yourself happiness if you're grateful.
You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream.
To all of you out there, please keep your dreams alive. Dreams are something you have to believe in. I almost gave up on mine.
Dream big. Dare to dream, because everything is possible. Don't let anybody take away the dream.
You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it.
If you give up on your dreams, what do you have left? Nothing.
You gotta be possessed with the dream. And every single day, you've gotta wake up and put forth effort.
Dream big, because you can make it.
There's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger.
I am the only one paying the price. I am the only one doing what's required. Everybody else is sitting at home eating Doritos. How can you not be excited about that?
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special.
Just keep stacking days. Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change. My coach used to always say, everything that you want is on the other side of hard.
You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts.
What you find out is most people don't really want it. Most people are scared to go all in. Most people are scared to sacrifice themselves.
Master the 3 W's. You got to want it, you got to work it, then you got to win it.
I know that's right.
Now, how bad do you want it? Because if you want it bad enough, you go work it. Then if you do those two, you're going to win.
Most people have a plan A, a plan B, a plan C, a plan D. My plan was this must work or it must work. It was this or death.
Part of life is about getting hurt, about failing and getting back up and dealing with adversity and setbacks and realizing that what you thought was a short path is actually going to be the long path to success, and you're going to have to take that journey if you really want it, right?
Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, What's going to stop you? Nothing.
You have to want it as bad as you can breathe, and then you have to believe it.
The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up, just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
God gave you air today. God gave you breath. You should be excited, bro, every day when you wake up. Bro, I'm excited. And sometimes I don't like going to sleep because it's like, damn, bro, like, I love life. I'm grateful.
The fact that you can walk, that's a blessing. The fact that you woke up, that's another blessing. The fact that you can see, think, reason, that's another blessing. The fact that you can go somewhere and get yourself something to eat, that's another blessing.
People don't put in perspective that you woke up today. Plenty of people died just now. And just now, but you woke up, which means that you have a purpose and God's not done using you.
Gratitude's an excellent practice, man. Yeah. It's the opposite of arrogance and resentment. And I think that you can allow yourself happiness if you're grateful.
You know what's crazy? You know you could be the one if you really wanted to, right? You know that, right?
99% of people in the world are convinced that they're incapable of achieving great things, so they aim for the mediocre. Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results. The level of competition is thus fiercest for realistic goals, paradoxically making them the most time and energy consuming. If you are insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too. Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. You are better than you think.
Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. You have no idea what you're capable of doing. Make up your mind today, you're going to figure it out.
If you tell yourself the truth, and the truth is, I'm not happy with where I'm at. That's the truth. The truth is, I can do more.
The world belongs to optimists. Because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will.
It's a lot easier to sit around and make a list of what you're going to do in the future.
Do it right now. Do it right now. A lot of us, bro, we procrastinate.
It's easier to take out a pen and a piece of paper and write things down. And so people will substitute that action for the action that will actually change them and make them better and move them closer to that version of who they know they can become.
Procrastination is a thief. It steals your dreams, your time, your potential.
This lie that we tell ourselves about things waiting till tomorrow will ultimately cost you everything.
You don't procrastinate anymore because procrastination is the assassination of all destination. You do not procrastinate.
Each time that you say, I'll do it tomorrow, you let another piece of your future slip away.
We have an idea, we have a thought, we don't write it down, we don't act on it. It's always just a dream.
Procrastination is a slow poison. It does not destroy you all at once, but it will eventually. Act now before tomorrow becomes a memory of what could have been.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown in the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offering, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.